The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show at our new time. We are now on from 2 to 4 p.m. So tune in every week. It's a new time, a new day, and we're very excited about it. And I'm excited for my guest in my first hour. She comes on the program every other month. And she's been on the program for a long time with me and just so inspirational. My guest is Paula A. Marshall, and she is the CEO of Bama Companies. Bama Companies is an international innovator of bakery products, and she's the author of 5 books, including Sweetest Pie, Tough as Nails, Finding the Soul of Big Business, and The Executive Entrepreneur. And the Bama Pie Company's story began in 1927 in the kitchen of her grandmother, Cornelia Alabama Bama Marshall. And we're talking today about wonderful things that are happening in the company and also tips for us in terms of, you know, being in business and how can we create more teamwork, which Bama has done so well. And Bama Companies makes all of the fast food desserts and apple pies for McDonald's and other fast food chains, including Walmart. So they're a very, very large company and have had traction with McDonald's for all these years. So we can really speak to loyalty and teamwork. And welcome, Paula.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Yeah. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to be with you. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you had a grand opening for your new hotcakes facility. So tell us how that all started and then about the facility.
Well, part of what we do is build relationships with customers. Like in the case of McDonald's, we've been dealing with them for over 60 years. So it's an amazing partnership, an amazing company, amazing relationship we have with them. And I know over the years you've probably followed some of the things they've done, and some of the people that listen know a little bit about McDonald's. But they a couple of years ago they launched an initiative called All Day Breakfast, and kind of revolutionized the restaurant industry because now a lot of companies are opening and offering breakfast, and it's kind of the opportunity for McDonald's to offer those great eggs and bacon and some of those sandwiches, and also the hotcakes was part of the staple of the program. However, they didn't have enough capacity in the system when they went to All Day Breakfast to offer hotcakes at the beginning. So they really they launched it with a very limited menu, didn't put a lot of items on there, and of course right away a lot of people started asking for. They didn't have biscuit sandwiches, which is another product we make for them. They're ready-to-bake biscuits. Hmm. And then also they didn't have enough. People were asking for the hotcakes. So McDonald's approached us, and we had some opportunity at our biscuit facility to add on. We built some bought extra land a few years ago and had some space and could do it economically. Hmm. And so, they basically said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. So we launched it a year ago in January and built the facility, got it up and operational in a record time, about 8 months.
Wow.
From the time we said we were going to have hotcakes, we had hotcakes rolling out the facility in about 9 months. So that's kind of unheard of in the manufacturing. Usually it's about 18 months before, you know, when you build something and then you start operating and you start manufacturing, it takes a little bit longer to do. But team is you know, unbelievable. And we've been, you know, we had other suppliers we could go and benchmark what they do. We're able to get it done in a very short period of
Amazing.
Time.
Amazing. Now, you're in, and for listeners who have, you know, are new, your company is in, or the main company is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So that's where this new plant is, correct? This new facility.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But you also
about 50 people working there, a lot of robotics. Everything is very, very automated. So it's a lot of hotcakes coming out on a griddle and then flipping them just like you do at home. We're flipping 32 every minute and a half. So we're making about 150,000 hotcakes in a shift every day.
So. Now that's robotically. So then how do you use your people then?
Well, we have team members that run the robots. You know, so you know, in manufacturing today, all the jobs pretty much are going away from the low end, what I would call, you know, low skill type jobs, which is unfortunate because we've got to help people even more be able to bridge the fact that they have skills or they don't have skills. So one of the things we spend a lot of time on is training, and we teach everyone, you know, a lot after they come to work for us. We have a lot of training programs. But one of the things we do with these robots is we really upgrade the jobs, you know, at Bama. So we've instead of hiring, you know, maybe in the past 100 people and having a lot of people doing manual labor, like putting these things in the boxes and things like that, we built robots, and the robots pick up the hotcakes and put them in the boxes. And therefore, you know, only one person is needed, or two people, to run, you know, seven robots, rather than having 20 people up there really doing a job that they don't really like that well, and it's kind of not meaningful to them. Fewer people working there at BAM, but highly skilled people. So, you know, it's another reason that, you know, when I talk to groups of people, especially, you know, people who work in education and things like that, I always tell them, you've got to get your education, you've got to get your degree, because life isn't going to get any less complicated. It's going to get more complicated, and you need to have this education so you have skills to think through things, to think critically and to think.
And also to that point is technology. I mean, technology is so, if you have technical skills or understand technology, you know, it really helps, because that's what's in demand.
It's true. It's true, Patricia, because honestly, back 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when my parents were coming up, people didn't mind doing that backbreaking work. You know, my dad would lift 100-pound sacks of flour for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 hours at a time. And the people that he and my mom hired would also do that job, you know, because they would come in and see my dad lifting these bags of flour. Well, my dad didn't finish high school, you know, my mom did. But my dad only understood manual labor. You know, he only understood hard work and put your hands in and dig your hands in and do it. And today, people today don't want to do that. They'd rather, you know, be on a computer, understand how to touch the buttons on the computer, make it, and that's what people want to do. So, by
but it's also more efficient.
Robots,
I mean, but
you know?
Yes, but it's also more efficient to have the robots. I mean, yes, we have to be able to work with those people who don't have the jobs because of the robots. We have to educate them, but it is much faster and much more efficient with the technology, with the robots.
It's very true. I absolutely will not argue one bit with you. It's the way the world is, you know, these days. Going with the times just means, for me, it just means to my kids, and what I talk to my team members about is, you can never stop learning. You have to keep your education going, no matter what you're doing.
And, you know, I want
to
speak
to be educated.
And I want to say that, you know, speaking to our generation, you know, baby boomers, I mean, we didn't have any of that growing up. You know, we had paper and pencil and books, as you remember, right? And penmanship.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have any of that. And so, I mean, if I didn't learn this and understand it, I couldn't do what I do. I mean, I have to keep up with this. to the best of my ability. I'm not a technical person. But, you know, we, no matter what age we are, because, and it changes like every hour. So you really, you have to understand it if you're in business today, in my opinion.
It's true. You're right. You're right, Patricia. You couldn't be more right.
Yeah, and I
the
feel...
It's a computerized world, yeah. And it's artificial intelligence, and all these websites and all these things that we program these robots to do that pick up the hotcakes that people used to pick up, you know, mm-hmm. don't want to do anymore, mm-hmm. are all smart. Like, the robot knows what to do because it has artificial intelligence in it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the computers and all of the mechanical things are all only going to get much, much more technical.
Now, let me ask you, Paula, does that scare you a little bit about the future? I mean, you know, what will happen to us, the people?
Well, I think in some ways it is because we didn't understand what these computers were doing and getting into our lives and understanding our personal lives. It's somewhat of an intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I need something and I want to go on to Amazon to buy something,
It's right there.
So much easier because yeah. it's, you just punch the button. You don't have to go driving around to all these places.
Yeah, right.
So
there.
I think, but that comes with a price, Patricia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because all that whole computer is going to know my whole life.
Well, and it's more than that too, Paula. It keeps you confined. I mean, we're not out there in the environment as much, exercising and moving and smelling the fresh air. I mean, I think it confines us in some way.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's what you're seeing. I think you're seeing the results of, you know, of our society being less, fit.
Mm-hmm.
But you also see a whole lot of, you know, explosion of gyms, classes.
Yes, yes, you do.
I was on a trip this past week, and every hotel that I was in had, you know, five different yoga classes. And, you know, so you can see from the demand that people are looking for some way to relax and unwind and get
and
away
that,
from it.
And you know what's interesting about that is now mindfulness has become cool, right? It's in. You know, remember it used to be called meditation where you sat on a mountain, right? You know, and did Om? Now it's called mindfulness. And now it's prescribed. And I'm saying, wait a minute. You know, this is not new. This is not new.
I know. That's right. And Google is making a fortune on mindfulness training. And they've got all the people there that know how to do it. And so they're expanding their horizons by training and teaching business classes out there.
Oh, no question. And a lot of in training for this. You know, when I'm thinking, you know, when we can really learn to do it ourselves in some ways. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing to me the classes that I think I've talked to you before about my daughter, Colleen, and she went out to Google and took the training and brought it back to our class.
No, I didn't know that. Are you there? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying your daughter went out to Google and took the training.
This training.
And?
When she comes back and she's teaching, I'm looking at...
Paula, you're going in and out. You know what? Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have another line. We are talking to Paula A. Marshall. She is the CEO of Bama Companies, an international innovator of bakery products. She's the author of 5 books, including Sweetest Pie, Tough as Nails, Finding the Soul of Big Business, and The Executive Entrepreneur. And Bama Companies makes all of the apple pies and fast food desserts, as well as pastry products for fast food chains like McDonald's and Walmart. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and this whole hour is brought to you by Bama Companies. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Ooh.
now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to the Patricia Raskin Show, and this hour is brought to you by Bama Companies, an international innovator of bakery products, and Paula A. Marshall, who is the CEO of Bama Companies, and she's the author of 5 books, including Sweetest Pie, Tough as Nails, and Finding the Soul, S-O-U-L, of Big Business, and the Executive Entrepreneur. And I'll tell you, that book, Finding the Soul of Big Business, look it up. It's really wonderful. I mean, Paula and her whole company works with team members, not employees. Everyone is respected equally, and it's really a role model. It's a role model for team building and for kindness and also for productivity and efficiency today. So really take a look at that. Look at the book, Finding the Soul of Big Business. All right. So welcome back, Paula. All right. We've got a few minutes to break. I want to talk about your daughter with Google again. So explain what that was all about, why she went out there and what she was learning.
Well, what she was learning was a course that they offer called mindfulness. And what you and I were just talking about is what we used to call this meditation.
Right.
And it would never, ever be taught in a business, right? Like that would never happen.
Right.
So in Google, they have because the president of Google is an Asian man who believes strongly in meditation, he started a class and it became so popular that they allow other people, customers of Google or just anyone, to sign up and become a mindfulness master.
Oh, interesting.
So it takes 6 weeks to go to the class, and Colleen went four or five different weekends. They only offer it on the weekends. And then she got her mindfulness master certification.
Wow.
And then she came back to Bama. And she's been teaching it along with another one of our team members. They've been teaching it throughout the company. So we've completed the training at 2 of our facilities. So
great.
Everyone in the facility has gotten the basic mindfulness training.
That's so great.
And then we're going to go through our last facility here in the next couple of months. So we have downtime that we build into our schedules because we have preventative maintenance and different things like that. And so while the team members are down, while the equipment's down, we come in there and do a lot of the classes. You
Isn't
know,
that wonderful?
In their office.
That's wonderful.
So it's real. I was really proud of her for, you know, sourcing this out, for finding it, and for, you know, for recommending it to me. And then, you know, her coming back and teaching it to a lot of our team members.
Wow. Is this your daughter, Colleen, or is this a different daughter?
Yes, this is my daughter, Colleen.
Yeah, and she's isn't that one. Yeah.
Yeah, she's now going to law school, but she's,
wow.
You know, she's been in our training program and training this for the last 2 years, and it's just been wonderful to see some of the changes in our team members when they
really
get the training and they get to experience, you know, meditation, and they've incorporated a lot of other types of what they call the mindfulness.
What are you seeing, Paula? What are you seeing for differences? What changes are you seeing in your team members with this training?
I see people talking to each other more, more calmness. I hear people say, before that would have really upset me, but I let myself do some breathing and I thought about it for a few minutes, and then I realized it wasn't that big of a thing. And so then I went back and talked to them later. So I'm seeing, you know, less, you know, more and more calmness, I guess, how I could say it, and more, less kind
great?
Of explosive outbursts and things like that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. So, and that was the Google mindfulness training.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. It's actually sponsored by Google, and it's through their mindfulness institute that they will. You can send people there, and you know, it's not a huge cost. And then one person can come back and teach it
and
teach it to everyone else. Yeah.
Wonderful.
There's a journaling aspect. There's an art therapy kind of aspect. There's a talking through, you know, different things with different mediums, you know, so that you can find what's your best way of dealing with your anger or your sadness or your depression or whatever. And then there's one component of breathing and doing the meditative, you know, breathing. But the nice thing about what the Google program has done is it's actually research. It's research-based, and it's based on the different brain research, and they've incorporated a lot of this research that's been done the last 20 years on the brain and how it functions.
Yes.
And they prove that meditation is not a just a, you know, a crazy something that we might have thought of, only people in San Francisco do it. But it's actually a healthy, it's a way to, you know, allow yourself more of an opportunity to be healthy, reduce stress, get off some meditation. You know,
It's a practice. It's a practice like exercise, only you're exercising your brain. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are talking to Paula A. Marshall, the CEO of Bama Companies, which is an innovative, international innovator of bakery products. And we'll be right back with Paula right after the break. I'm Patricia Raskin, and this whole hour is brought to you by Bama Companies and Paula A. Marshall. We're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back.